Yeah. Yeah.
Buddha said that Akatashi is mother of bhakti. Why is Akatashi called mother of bhakti?
Why Ekadashi is referred as mother of bhakti?
Why is Ekadashi called the mother of bhakti? That particular phrase, mother of bhakti, is IGM original. You know what I mean by IGM? I'm asking you a question.
ATM?
Yeah. IGM. Bhakti Janani. There's a song by BBT. Bhakti Janani. Bhajana Anukula. Bhakti Janani means mother. Bhakti means the mother. Ekadashi is the mother of devotion. That phrase is coined by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's not in Shastra. But what is in Shastra, Ekadashi is called Hari Vasara. In Sandarbhas, in Bhagavatam, in Puranas, in Upanishads, it describes Ekadashi as Hari Vasara. Vasara means the residence, the day of Hari. It's the residence of Hari, the day of Hari. On the day of Hari, you're supposed to do 9 limbs of devotional service. So you engage in hearing and chanting, remembering and worshiping and serving Hari or Krishna, Ekadashi. Your devotion will increase more and more and more. So therefore you can say indirectly, Ekadashi is the mother of devotion. It's the roundabout way of touching your nose. You touch your nose like this, or go like this. Yeah, just to say that is mother of devotion, that sounds cute. It sounds nice, but it's actually not a mother, it's a father. Sorry, Hari Vasara. It's the day of Hari, not the day of mommy. Harini. Guy died or what? Guy asked a question and died. He just disappeared. That's funny. Now, this is, of course, in Ekadashi we increase our devotion. So that's you could say, indirectly, you could say, Ekadashi is the mother of devotion. Because what does a mother do for the child? She nourishes the child, she protects the child, and she helps the child grow. That's the function of a mother. She helps them grow by feeding her breast milk and giving them food. And so indirectly, you can say Ekadashi is a mother because we engage in bhakti bhajan. We chant more rounds, we read more bhagavatam, we do more extra puja, the tathagata on Ekadashi. By doing all these extra bhakti, limbs of bhakti, and practicing devotional service, our devotion expands and increases, becomes nourished, becomes strengthened, becomes strong. So indirectly you can say that Ekadashi is the mother of devotion in that way. But you can't find that in Shastra. That's all I want to say. So I agree, indirectly you can say Ekadashi is the mother of devotion because you do more devotion, which makes you nourished and healthy like a mother does. But the day is called Hari Vasara, the day of Hari. Ekadashi is a Shakti of Narayan. She appeared in the body of Narayan where he was fighting a demon, and she protected him. Because Shakti's duty is to protect Shaktiman. Who protects Shiva when he gets in trouble?
Durga.
So I'm my lion and tiger department. I love loose. Attack, attack. Good. Fight him up, eat him up.